Good morning. So we are going to say four immutable prayers and also Mani mantra. So then please think about all the people in Nepal, the recent earthquake. So not just people, also animals, and also children, and also a lot of them, you know. So we'll say and prayer for them, dedicated for them, you know, not just that, then also, you know, throughout the world, there's a lot of people are, you know, going through difficulties, all kinds of difficulties, to also think about them, okay? So then we'll say the Mani mantra, then Tara mantra, then four immutable prayers, and we'll chant Mani mantra.
Okay.
Same as before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you please turn to page 183, and you see the mantra between the two lines. We'll say that three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. Now turn to page 34. And let's read the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. In the bottom of the page, you see two mantras, Chenrezig's mantra and Green Tara's mantra. So we'll say 21, we'll chant Chenrezig's mantra 21 times?
Yes, yeah, 21, the same before, yeah.
21, okay. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. And seven Green Towers mantra. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you. Mind, I would like to do Tonglen meditations. You are welcome to participate. Participate means to say the prayer, or you can just sit and meditate. So, Tonglen in this form of practice, or meditations. Tong means, give, send or give, out of loving kindness, not out of obligations, not out of guilt, out of fear, purely out of loving kindness. That's how the giving practice has been done according to Tonglen meditation instructions. So then the taking part, Tong means, there's a Tibetan word, Tong means, literally means sent. So then where they translate it in English called give, doesn't understand, say, usually we say, oh, my heart goes out, and my thoughts and prayers are with you. So usually, is this done, this also giving. Giving does not mean material giving, giving means, to send does not mean send material things. There's all kinds of things we can send. Sending, that's how the giving practice has been done in Buddhism. Out of pure love, loving kindness. So then taking is done out of pure compassion. Whenever we witness some form of difficulties the people or animals they are going through, so then we develop compassion, We develop compassion based on their suffering, not based on their identity, based on their actions, based on their culture, No. Just based on suffering that we witness, we develop compassion. So that's the definition of compassion. The taking part, is done by compassion. So then, please also hear this meditation, Tonglen meditations, is done, based on loving kindness and compassion. So that's what you can meditate on. So then I'm going to chant. So unfortunately it's going to be in Tibetan chanting, because so far there's no tune in English. I don't know how to chant in English. So I'm going to chant. So then the very purpose of chanting or singing prayer, chanting. Some will prefer to use the chanting, so they're chanting. So anyway, the purpose of chanting is same word, doesn't change. The same word, you say slowly, and gives you more time to think, think of the meaning. So then that's how you become meditation. So, Sik Sangbo, the noble word, or gentle word. You say from mouth, you say the gentle word, noble word, from your mouth, simultaneously, then you reflect on the noble meaning or gentle meaning of that word. So then become meditations. Okay, so you can just meditate on loving kindness and compassion, or you are welcome to participate, or you are welcome to take a short cat nap.
It's on page 110 if you want to read the words.
And as I mentioned before, please think about all the people, directly think of all the people and animals in Nepal. most of them now, you know, like sleeping outside, they are so scared to go back to their home because their home has been destroyed or have big crack. Or still now they are having some aftershock here, there, you know. So, so then at the same time, please think about all the people, you know, throughout the world. Some people who have a house to sleep but not able to sleep. See. And there's a lot of also the people in the mental hospital, think about them. And a lot of people throughout the world, they are, you know, fighting with the addiction for a substance, you know. All kind of age groups, not just grown up people, even the, you know, children, you know, some part of the world. It's like heartbreaking. So then please think about them, okay.
Lord,
And compassion. So that's called giving and taking meditation. So Tonglen meditation. So there are many cases in like different parts of Europe or sometime in Australia. So people have been healed during this practice. Their disease has been healed during this practice. So this is a beautiful practice. Then please, if you don't mind, to take 1 minute to introduce yourself, so then after that, I'll start the class.
It's a good idea. Well, we could go in there and talk. We can introduce ourselves to some of the people, but... Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. saying a prayer for people who have been requested us to pray for them. So all the people in the prayer list, they requested us to pray for them. So when we pray, I do believe the power of prayer, Because everybody is thinking the same thing, and saying the same things. That's how this power has been generated. And somehow that powers have positive impact on the people whom they're asking us to pray. So you can't really prove, but it works, it helps, it benefits, it helps, okay? So... it's like... you can also look at from the scientific point of view the power of prayer, So I very much appreciate it that you participated in saying prayer or doing meditation for all the people who they are now suffering quite a bit. introducing to each other. So this is, I consider this is like a spiritual sanctuary or home. So, see, trying to eliminate, you know, this sense of stranger, feeling of stranger. So based on our own experience, if you know someone who's having difficulties, it's easier. Sympathize, you know. Yeah, every day there's a lot of people are suffering, you know, so most of them we don't know. They live in different parts of the world, you know. If something happens in our family or relatives, then we, you know, kind of like sympathize with them. So this is, you know, introductions. According to Buddhism, this connection between us is much, much deeper than we think. See, it's much, much deeper. So, need to recognize that and not to, like, say, not necessary to teach, but show love, kindness, compassion. So give the heart to love and compassion. Then, everywhere we go, that's what we spread. We spread compassion, loving kindness. So that will guarantee happiness. See, even animals, you know. So when, like, say, some of the squirrel in your backyard, some of the bird in the backyard, they become fat, they are not sure, they're kind of like, you know, like, keep distance. They're not sure whether you can be trusted. So then, when times go by, you know, even the birds, they come, they know that you are not going to hurt them. They don't know you are Buddhist or not Buddhist. They don't know you are monk or not monk. They don't know. What they do know is that you are harmless, that you care. You feed them, you give them water, you feed them, you know, so, and somehow even animals sense that, you know, they benefit. Even the animal who doesn't have any college, university, school, you know, so they even know, you know. So that's what we do. We, everywhere we go, we spread, you know, compassion, love, kindness. That's what we do. So, maybe having a faith in certain religions may help you to do that. But, you know, spreading Buddhism probably doesn't guarantee that it is. Spreading same Christianity doesn't guarantee. But spreading love and compassion, that will definitely, no questions, will, you know, make everybody easy, comfortable, be around. So that's why, according to Mother Teresa, we may not agree everything the Mother says, but a lot of things the Mother Teresa does is out of pure love, loving kindness, compassion. She exemplify that. You know, you can see, you know, millions of people throughout the world, when they think about Mother Teresa, they think about charity. That's what they think about, no? See, so I do read Mother Teresa books. Often I do read, no? To draw inspirations, no? Inspirations. To do whatever you can, no? So Mother says, love begin at home. Home. So this is our spiritual home. So love begin here. So it's important to know each other, to show, you know, sympathy. We only just see small pictures. We don't see whole pictures. Everybody has complications. As I mentioned before, we look good. We smell good because, you know, the soap that we use smells kind of good. So we take shower, we look good. Doesn't mean we are, you know, good. Only see small pictures. We need to see the bigger pictures. Everybody in samsara has complications, going through complications. So, reason to show, you know, to compassion. So that's my goal. No, that's my goal. Last 16 years, that's what I'm hoping, you know, to see more compassionate people, you know. When you go around the lake, somebody, when you see somebody smile, it makes you happy. It makes you happy. You don't know what people they believe. Maybe they probably not believe in anything, you know. So, but what that person shows to you says, we are social beings. So we need affections. So we all need exceptions. Doesn't mean we all need belief, need to believe in something. There's a lot of people, they don't believe in anything. So that's fine. So long as they have no compassion, they have love, that's what's important. So that's the one, like love begin at home, that's mother says. So then slowly, it's much easier to develop loving kindness, compassion towards someone that you know. So then slowly, then you transform that into what we call strangers. Then slowly, we transform that into person what we call enemy. So then that's how it becomes universal, compassion, loving kindness. So that's what is desperately needed throughout the world. Desperately needed. What is needed? Compassion. What is needed? People need to be loved. People need to be kind to each other. People need to show compassion to each other. Everybody has difficulties. Nobody is free. In samsara, nobody is free from difficulties. Everybody has difficulties. So how is about showing compassion? So that's world is going to be a better place. Not anybody become Buddhist. Not everybody become Christian. There will be people, they will not believe in anything, So the reality, that's the truth, that's the reality. But everybody will enjoy if everybody shows to each other loving kindness, or if everybody sees to each other, oh, that person deserves to be loved, deserves to be kind, deserves to show, so that's why the connection between us is much, much deeper. So that's how, in Buddhism, that's how you open up your heart towards all living beings, based on this fundamental, connections that we have, what we call all mother sentient beings. They're clearly saying something, They're saying about connections. Connections that we have, is go back as a long.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, a long time. So anyway, that's something I like to share, power of prayers, love begin at home. This is like a groundhog class. Groundhog. It's already happened one in morning, happening now. What else I say? Because some of that I said already eat with the cookies and fruit and nuts. So I've been reading this book, because you have so much things to do, beautiful weather, so many places to go, but you come here. I feel morally responsibility to explain something. So this talk is based on this 7-point thought transformations. 7-point thought transformations. So why a thought needs to be transformed? Because regardless if you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, believer, not believer, we all have thought. We all have thought. We all think. Or doesn't mean only Buddhist people, they think. So rest, they don't think. It's not like that. Everybody thinks. So therefore, this class on this 7-point thought transformation, I think, is critical. Everybody who has thought is called critical. the greatest destroyer of the peace is disturbing thought. So sooner or later, need to tackle or to minimize to always stop. Only that can be done through thinking. I don't think there's any medicines. If there's any medicines, then America should have, must have, to transform thought. So there's many pharmacy, CVS, the Walgreens, what else? Rite Aid. Not just one, many. So each pharmacy just tons of medicines, but they don't see any medicine. They say, okay, thought transformations. The greatest destroyer of the peace, when you talk of peace, we are not talking about body, we are talking about thought, is disturbing thought. Huh? See, somebody could bang on the door again, again, again. If there's no disturbing thought, you are not going to be disturbed. Some kind of physical difficulties, you know. If your thought is not being disturbed, peace is there. So see, even someone who has stroke, zero impact on their mind, zero impact, no impact at all, because they're thinking. See, it can be done. So disturbing thought like that, you know. So one story that across the street there where I live, my home, across the street from my home, there's one house, a neighbor. In that house, there's many, many people that live together. And all of them have some kind of problems, physical something, that live together there. Every morning, somebody comes to pick them up. So what they do, they just honk and honk and honk. So see, all kind of thought arise. No compassion. When you desperately need compassion, there's no compassion. It's just here. No compassion, loving kindness, just here. It's not there. There's no USB port. That port is missing. That's not there. The honk, you know. So all kind of thought arises. Why you don't go there to knock the door? So why is it honking? So I'm going to leave a note. Going to say, from now on, don't you ever all kinds of thought arise, all kinds. Same. We are all same. Challenge. Every single day, we challenge. You try to survive day by day, you know, day by day. No, not easy. But if you just give up, oh, it's not easy, so difficult, I'm not going to do, it's going to be continuous like that. We are going to continue to lose our peace of mind. See, then that's how, it doesn't require much to make your life miserable. Miserable? Simply just somebody honk that makes your life miserable. Simply not, doesn't require much. So see, Sunday morning, especially in the weekend, all of a sudden your neighbors comes out with this, you know, loud machine to mow the grass. See, look at your thought. So see, this challenge for everybody, all of us. Don't think, oh, Gisela, he's free. No, I'm not free. Not free. But I'm trying. I am trying. Not free. But this is no challenge. But we can't just give up. No, that's not how we reach enlightenment. So we have to try, no? Try. So, see, all kind of thought arise, no? So, so that then we just then get like then, you know, like more you think, more get more, like how you say, get worse and worse and worse and worse. Then, you know, so then you say, oh, then you tell your friend, see what they do? They come there, honk and honk every morning. Then you tell someone else, no? So first is coming here, then you tell somebody, you know, so we say this, no. Oh, that's a reality. Okay. So now, today I would like to read this part here, Talakandu Gomlajur. So, first one.
Relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
Relate whatever you can
to meditation right now.
Meditation right now. So I'd explain that meditations, we all have some idea. Meditation means, you know, sit like this. This is just sitting. Sitting, this is not really meditations. Even a chicken can sit much better than us. They can sit on one leg long time. Just one leg, we cannot sit on one leg long time. Maybe some part of it, like, I think the Himalayas, you know, they are some part of Himalaya near, close to the Mount Everest, not near there, but somewhere there. There's some, like, the Hindu practitioners, you know, they sit like this, you know, one leg for a long time. So some of them could sit there a long time, but they're trying to do some kind of practice of morality or something. So that even though, you know, this is just sitting. You're just sitting. Meditation means thinking. Thinking, that's meditation, no? Meditation. Thinking one single object, that's called concentrations. To seek a peace of mind, calm mind, peace of mind, and you just think one single object. You just think one single object. So that's a way to make your mind calm and peaceful. You are thinking something, no, one, no, not just 100 things. Or you are thinking something, sometimes instructions that guide your mind to think positive. So that's called review meditation. No, meditation means to think. Meditation means, you know, like, in this case, meditation means action, 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 okay? So then, staring in one thing, that's not meditation, that's just sitting. So then sudden meditation, of course, we have to learn how to sit, because it's something to do with the channels and the energy and chakra. You know, then in that regard, you cannot just sit like this, you know. So that, you know, then they require, because straight, you know, because body is straight, the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, the energy will run through smoothly. That's why you sit straight. That's why you learn these seven sitting positions, how to do this, you know, breathing meditations, you know, because it's something to do with the channels and the energy. You know. That's why, you know, this is sitting straight. So other than that, you can just sit in a comfortable cushion, think something positive and find something good. There's a meditation too. It's meditation, no? So now here, Thalakanda Gomla just like, when you drive by, if you see somebody standing side of the road, begging something, according to seven point mind text, meditation. That's not what it means. When you see somebody need some help, if you sit like this, that's not what it means. So I don't think people appreciate behind you. So in the, especially on the traffic, you see somebody will honk you, so chase you from the road. So that means actions, want to help, or maybe helping. That's what it means. Like now, please can you repeat the word again?
Relate whatever you can to meditation right now.
That's what it means. Action, no? Action does not mean physical action. Action means thinking, want to help. That's also action too. So the physical action, no? So basically, as I mentioned before, giving a heart to love, kindness, compassion, then everywhere you go, spread. That's exactly what it means. Exactly what it means, spread, you know. So on this. Otherwise, all kind of thought could arise, old, young, healthy, why they beg, all kind of things comes up, you know. Palakanta Gomla just, oh yeah. This year. In the end, if you look at from the emptiness point of view, no, emptiness point of view, so then everything is imputed, you know. Imputed. I was called Gaelic. No, after I was born, no. When I was born, I'm not Gaelic. Somebody called me Gaelic. So then I become Gaelic. So then somebody put level. So then based on that level, then people project, no? Project. So then people exaggerate, no, if it's close friend, exaggerate. If somebody don't like me, they exaggerate. And the end is all perceptions, no? Otherwise, you know, one object cannot be both attractive and unattractive, because it's all about people's perceptions, no? It's level. If it's level, because this is level, so they can be changed, you know, can be changed, you know? Perceptions, no? Imagine the moment of the time of the brothers, you know. So from the emptiness point of view, there's nothing to be taken seriously. Everything's like dream. See, it's illusions. No? Whatever happens is not absolute, inherent, independent. It's just illusions. from the emptiness point of view, it's illusions. You just call. Somebody call. Somebody label. That's it. There's nothing concrete from their side. It's just label. So that's why, it does not mean real, but it's like illusions, no? So therefore, people who understand emptiness, so what do you think? It's like hippie. Hippies? No, happy, hippie.
Yeah.
Happy hippie. You can say happy hippie. I was in contact with the hippies in a young age, when I was back in monastery, 10, 11, 12. I went to monastery when I was 7 years old. Not that then when I became 10, teenage, 11, I saw many hippies. Happy hippies, in monastery, from New Zealand, from Europe, from America, Looks very relaxed, maybe reason to have relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what they are doing today. I call them venerable hippies, because they are the ones who brought Dharma to West. So they travel all far east. So I'm not sure, they look so relaxed. I'm not sure what they are doing. But you don't feel any fear to be in contact with these people, just long hair, with a guitar, so very kind of relaxed, very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
I encountered hippies when I was young in the monastery. Then I think three years ago, when I was in California, I visited two hippies from the 60s, I visited their house. I met some of them, talk to them. So, what do you think about Milarepa? Milarepa? You think that's a Tibetan hippie?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Milarepa? Tibetan hippie? could be Milarepa, Tibetan hippie too. So, not just hippie, happy hippie. Happy hippie.
Mm-hmm.
Happy. Not just hippie, So, happy hippie. So, they love them. So why they are saying this? Why they are happy? Happy. No. Sorry, I lost. Why?
So now we're going to talk about the five powers.
Is that related to hippie?
No.
So I'm not sure why I'm talking about hippie. I'm sorry. So I don't understand. So, Anyway, so I forgot. So now, five powers.
Okay. So in this book, we're on page 112, a part four presentation of a lifetime's practice in summary. Then we have the fourth point. In brief, the essence of instruction is this. Apply yourself to the five powers. And so should I name the five powers?
Yes, please read the five powers.
Power of propelling intention.
That's basically intention.
Power of familiarity.
That's very good.
Power of positive seed. Power of eradication. Power of prayer.
Yeah, power of prayer. These are the five powers I want to explain. There's a part of the thought transformation teachings. So now I remember why I'm talking about hippie. Taking everything seriously, emptiness point of view. When you see emptiness point of view, when we are child, we see things, we don't take anything seriously. It's just everything to be play, So you have experience, I have experience babysitting with my nephew and Gijizambo's niece, 3 years old, my nephew, handful, 7 years old. For them, everything to be play. I'm thinking maybe like how to make him calm, not realizing that I'm the one who's not calm. They're thinking how to calm him down. Because he's just playing, running around, ringing the doorbell. I went outside, maybe somebody's there, that's him. After 2 minutes, he disappeared again, ring the bell, that's him. I thought maybe I need to do something to tame him, tame him, calm him down. I said, sit down. And he sat down, I said, meditation. I told him, meditation. I'm going to teach you 9 rounds breathing meditation to calm you down. He sit there, yeah, he will, of course he will sit there, he sit there, not quite happy. Then I teach him 9 rounds breathing meditation. So that's what you do when you become high, what you do. He said, yes, yes, yes. Same, no change, no change. No change, no luck. Again, same. Then, you know, yeah, I kind of get upset, you know, so like I can't keep up with him because so much, there's limitless energy, so I don't have any that much energy. So I'm kind of, then he kind of sensed that, you know, then he goes to me. Then I realize, oh, he's right, because I need meditation, not him. He's just happy. He's having great time. I'm the one who's not having great time. So, you know, taking everything very seriously. Everything's tense, you know, everything's tense. So serious. From Anthony's point of view, it's just level. We just level. It's like illusions, you know, it's like illusions, it's like dream. See? So there's benefit, you know, thinking about Anthony's point of view. So that's why my compassion of a hippie, you know, that's why. It seems like I'm not sure because you know probably much better because hippie cultures invented in America, so probably some of you know. It seems like they don't take anything seriously, you know, very, very relaxed. So then you take it, then you become so uptight with sudden ideas. Now, that's how things should be looked like in my kitchen, my bedroom. If anything changed there, I'll be. I say, miserable, or go out of my mind. No, like that, no. So, not ever uptight. It makes you very vulnerable for all the sufferings, you know, difficulties. So we have to relax a little bit. Relax, you know. Does it really matter? Is it worth it to sacrifice my happiness or peace just for that? Maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, need to rethink. Oh. So here, now, go back to the... Oh, sorry, now, time is always over. So one more thing, I really want to say something on this. It's like, suppose now it's 11:41, or 1 minute, and then I'll finish. Oh. Intentions, no? Intentions, out of five power, intentions, oh? Motivations. Everything we do is motivated by certain thought. You know, even seeing something, or doing something, everything is motivated by something, or motivated by something. So, as a Buddhist, what you're supposed to do, please don't misunderstand that that's what I'm doing every day. No, I'm not doing every day, but I'm trying, you know. As a Buddhist, what you're supposed to think, the minute you wake up, open your eyes, you think about precious human life. This life is, you know, very precious. I'm just repeating here, it's already been said. Oh, thousands of years ago, it's been repeatedly said after that, you know, in many, many occasions. That's what we should think if we're looking for happiness. Even if you're looking for the best form of happiness from Buddhist point of view, it's called Buddhahood. Enlightenment, that's the best form of happiness. Huh? So if you're thinking about that, so then the way to get there is to think something positive, you know, even this life, precious human life. This is not just a piece of junk, and this is not something to be hate, disgusted?
How is it? To be disgusted?
To be disgusting. To be discarded, you know, so not know why I'm here, or my life has no meaning, or my life has no value, I'm a bad person. No. You are not a bad person. Who said that? Who said? Buddha didn't say that you are a bad person. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say bad person. Lama Tsongkhapa encouraged you to think something good. Something good, no? In samsara, everybody has problems. Everybody, me, you, everybody, has all kinds of complications. You know? All kinds. That's why it's called samsara. You know, things will not go exactly the way we think. Why is nature of samsara? Everybody is, you know, having difficulties, samsara. If you really want everything to be perfect, liberation, moksha, then you have to think about moksha and liberation for everlasting, you know, I say, easy. No, that's moksha, that's over there, liberations. You can get there with effort. You could liberate. Oh, that's called liberations. Oh. So, what they are saying is to think something precious, this is so precious. Tanjor, teljor, so precious. Tenche, meaningful. Nyeka, so difficult to find. Same time, so easy to lose. People in Nepal, a week ago, they have no idea. They're just going through their normal life. They have no idea. You know? All of a sudden, the very ground they are living on is shake. A lot of people have no idea. People are looking, now you can see the small clip. People are looking in the sky. Those people put no idea about earthquake at all. Majority of the people, they are uneducated, you know, cannot read. And some people going under the building, holding on the pillar, they have no idea what to make up, you know. So they have no, they probably never have, like I think 80 years ago, it happens. But those people, they're born between their deaths, they have no idea. You know? Anyway, so precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful, so easy to lose, so easy to lose. So, that's what you're supposed to do. When many you wake up, precious human life, think something positive. So that's a way to have peace in mind, think positive. Hmm? So then from there, then you rise, you know, you rise. Then you say, you know, prayer like this, may all sentient beings have happiness. Not just me, everybody. If everybody will be happy, I'll be happy too, you know, because we are social beings. All beings, not just, you know, like, there's like altruistic attitude. So there's the horse. If you ride on that horse will bring you to happiness. Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddha's Way of Life, why people get, tired of riding that horse. That horse will bring you to happiness. Huh? The horse that we ride on every day, that horse is not going to bring us to happiness. Attitude, my way, highway. If everything should be about me, you know, there's nothing for you. Me all the time. We have been riding this horse according to Buddhist philosophy, beginning this time. We are riding that horse. See? Nothing much complete. If you ride a horse, this altruistic mind attitude, that's the horse. If you ride on that horse will liberate you. Oh, that horse will attract more friends. Oh, eliminate enemies. Oh, so that horse is something good horse to ride. Bodhicitta, or altruistic attitude. So intention. So then, see, this is so precious, so should not waste. So when I say waste, doesn't mean you should have to sit down every day like this, maybe say something, you know, maybe recite something, you know. No, not that. Waste means, minute we thinking something negative, that's how we waste. If you think something good, then you are taking the essence out of this precious human life. If you are thinking something good, you are taking essence out of this precious human life. If you are thinking something negative, so then you are wasting this. So, because of this human brain, that we can think, not just think, we can think deep. So because of that, it makes, you know, it's like boat. We need to sail this boat. We can just sit around and not to sail, and just, you know, let the boat sit there forever, you know, then get rotten or maybe broken. It's not, we need to sail. know, fast if you can win the sale. So this is a boat for that, you know, not to just destroy it or think something negative, you know, so no. So that's what we should think, something positive. What we should not think is something negative, we should not think. So that's like pushing yourself to darkness. Oh yeah, so with that, so now time is way over, so I will stop. Yeah, thank you. Maybe a short dedication, please.
Okay, in the, let's see, my one. So in the Gold Book, turn to page 246 and 247. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain notions of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Taditu Taditu Re Soha. 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 Om Taditu Taditu Re Soha.
So good morning, everyone. For our generosity and volunteer announcement this morning, for volunteering, I would like to encourage you all to think about how you can become involved with Kadampa Center, because we are almost entirely volunteer-run. All of the programming that you're seeing going on here relies on the members who care so much about providing these opportunities to our community that they get involved and make it happen. So we have a lot of different opportunities in different areas that can utilize all different kinds of talents. Some specifics that I'll mention today are we have needs on our management team, which is meeting after the session, where we need help with communications, so someone who can help us better communicate with our members, better run technology for us like website, emails, all of that needs facilitation. We also don't have a volunteer coordinator anymore, so someone to really help take care of our volunteers and help them find ways to get involved is another critical need. We also have a Salesforce team that's helping us implement a database to help us better run all of our procedures within the center, and that needs someone who has some expertise with website and email communication, so strong technology skills. So those are just a few of the areas you can get involved. If you'd like more information about that, you are welcome to talk to me after the session is out. And for our generosity piece, we'd really like to encourage you to do everything you can to help with the people who have been affected by the earthquake in Nepal. Of course, there are people right here in our community who have been affected, Geshe Gelug's family. Thankfully, we're all safe, but have had significant property damage, as well as John Pell, our stupa artist. His parents were safe, but they lost everything. So we are taking up cash collections for them to take back to Nepal. They're both trying to get back as soon as they can to help their families. And there's a special box by the front door just for that. You can also give to fpmt.org, which is our international organization. They have a special fund specifically for the earthquake. They post updates online of what's happening, including our monastery and nunnery, Copan, in Nepal. The monks and nuns have been gathering supplies and food to get them to the remote areas that are having the most difficulty getting help at the moment, so you can see directly how that money would be helping. Thank you very much.
One last thing, if you can wait 1 minute. So May 31st, there will be a farewell party for Sarah to stay here forever. Forever. No, just joking. Sarah's going to New Zealand, no? New Zealand, so we'll have farewell party for Sarah, May 31st, please. So Sarah's been working here many, many years, so dedicated her, like, a lot of her energy to help the center. So, and we really want to say, want to keep her here. Keep her here. Say goodbye. So then May 10th, my, right now, like my brother, Gishisambo, so you see, I adopted him when he was 13 years old, when he first came to monastery. You know, his family is in Tibet. So he came to monastery, though they not took care. So they are like my brothers. You know? So Gishisambo finally become American citizens. So Gishisambo was very, very happy, So you probably know, whenever you travel, it's so easy, but, we go through a lot of difficulties, A lot of paperwork to file the visa, to apply the visa. So more out of 100%, 90%, you will not get visa. So then it goes all, difficult. So now, Gishisambo was free from all of that. So now he can travel very freely. So then, because this is all because of all of your, contributions here at the center last, 16 years. So I'm citizen, so Gishisambo says, this is all because of your loving kindness, your compassion, that we have now this American citizen. So May 10th, Gishisambo is going to teach here.
Week.
So there will be no two class. The class is not going to be Groundhog. There's only one session Gishisambo will teach. Then after that, celebrations. So with food?
Mm-hmm.
Where,
it'll be a potluck.
What kind of food?
Some obstacles arose. We had hoped to provide lunch for everyone at the center, and it just didn't work out. So what we're going to do is there will be main dishes, vegetable lasagna, dal, some other lovely, delicious things, mac and cheese for the kids, and of course, cake. But the rest is a
potluck.
No,
please, no kale.
bring dishes to share. If you can't bring anything, come anyways. No one has left a potluck at the Kadampa Center calorie deficient ever. So and wear your best, because Geshe Sangpo very much wants a group photo. And so before we eat, there will be, please pray for sunshine or light clouds. We will be taking a group photo around the stupa. He told me that was like one of the most important things for him for this summer.
Yeah, he wanted to show all his friends.
Everybody. So,
yeah.
and thank you, and please show up. I know it's Mother's Day, but show up. What? 10:45. And please show up and celebrate with him. He's just kind of still glowing.
So then, and Gishisambo and me, we are grateful for all, each one of you, because of our citizenship, each one of you. Thank you very much. So then, have a nice weekend. Yeah. Oh, yeah.